Hello. About halfway through the show, we kind of lose Buell's audio. Don't worry. We re-recorded a very important part of his, so only about 10 minutes or so of his audio sounds like he's in a wind tunnel. It'll be fixed soon, and we will do our best to have this not happen again. Sorry about this. Please enjoy the show, as usual, and thank you. Bye-bye.
Splinters of Jade grapples with mature and sensitive topics, which could be triggering for some listeners. There may be scenes involving the themes ranging from alcohol and drug use, suicide, and forced marriages, to violence, horror, and the dehumanization of certain castes, classes, and nations of people. Please see the show notes for episodes of details. Listener discretion is advised.
In these earlier episodes, we use the E word prolifically. It is the word for the lowest caste of people in Rokugan / feudal Japan. It is considered in Japan a very bad word and should not be used in any time. We are very sorry we were ignorant at the time of the connotations of that word, and these episodes are now having that bleeped out. So whenever you hear bleep, just in your mind replace it with your preferred nomenclature for that caste, except for the E word. Don't use the E word. All right, thank you, bye.
You are listening to Splinters of Jade, the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game actual play podcast. I'm your game master, Chris Garvey.
He is 8.
Kuni Guru is played by Buell Richardson.
Well, I definitely will not be trying to charm them.
Kitsuki Akira is played by Steve Lanslow Bartolome.
Actually, do 5. One we destroy so our enemies don't get it.
Yogo Sojabo is played by Brendan Thorson.
Yes, I apologize for your promotion.
Now on with our show. You're woken by one of the Ashigaru.
Samurai Samas. The Daimyo. He committed seppuku.
Okay. Where is his second?
There was none.
Hmm.
He sliced himself open.
You come into the room where you see the body of the daimyo. His stomach has been cut open. In one hand, he holds his entrails. The other is the wakizashi, the point still touching his stomach. Blood has pooled on the floor beneath him. There's no damage to the room.
Kitsuki-san, could you do what you do best here?
Kitsuki method.
Okay, Kitsuki, okay. I'm sorry.
Like, you are a Kitsuki, right?
No. I'm sorry, I heard Kitsuki. You said Kitsuki, I heard Yogo. I mean, Kuni. Okay.
Okay, walking around the room, taking a look at everything, not touching anything yet.
All right. So I'm going to have you do a water roll. Trying to think what
skill
So this is probably going to be multiple skills, like medicine on the body.
Yeah. So looking around at the room, I'm going to do a water sentiment.
Okay.
TN2.
Okay. Kitsuki method, I get one extra. I treat my skill as equal to my school rank. So technically I have a skill of one in sentiment. Using my distinction for precise memory. Seeing if anything is off from last time I was here.
Have you gone in the room? You hadn't stated that before, so you have no precise memory to go off of.
Good point. Okay, that would fail.
Yes. Maybe it's just too dark. Maybe you're too tired. So as you go around the room, you don't see anything with the room itself. When you approach the body, go ahead and roll a water medicine.
Okay. And I do have medicine skills. So Kitsuki method, I keep one extra black die showing an opportunity. Okay, so that is two successes, one strife, one opportunity.
So go ahead and tell me a little bit about how you're looking at the body. Narrate what is going on.
Okay.
I cover my mouth and find this very disgusting. But I know he does his job.
Okay. Taking out my jite, because I do not touch dead flesh. Very carefully poking, lifting things up, examining the wound, examining his grip on his wakizashi, examining the hand that his entrails are in, and then going up, looking at his upper torso, seeing if anything's been disturbed or forced, looking, trying to open up his mouth, see if there was anything in there.
His face clearly had a bit of a grimace when he died, as one would expect from opening up your entrails.
Yes.
You do note that the entrails are relatively pinkish, which is important because that shows lack of guilt. He's not feeling guilty over anything. At least that is the belief. Okay. The blade itself is still metallic colored. Mm-hmm. Again, important because the belief is that a dark soul would have a dark blade. Those seem to be telling you this is an innocent individual.
He died clean.
And it looks like it is self-inflicted.
Okay.
Kitsuki, did you find his Jisai? His death poem.
Have not looked yet.
I will, while he's doing that, I will look for his death poem.
You guys will not be finding a death poem at this time.
Because there isn't one in this room.
Well, there is, but unless you're willing to clean up the blood yourself... And you haven't called in your to do it?
No, not yet.
Who is in the room right now? Is it still the Ashigaru?
All that's in the room are your two Ashigaru, the three of you, and the body.
To the one that woke me, like, did he call out when he did this? Did you hear him call out? Is that why you brought us?
I heard a strange noise, and I opened up the shoji and saw him collapsed on the floor.
Describe the strange noise.
It was a grunting, gurgling sound.
Hmm. At least I can report he didn't call out.
As the Yogo's interrogating the Hashigaro, the other one, go get.
So a pair of come back. They look a little bedraggled.
I'll go fill out another report. And this one is not in code. This is an actual, like, okay, report, blah, 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 paperwork, paperwork, paperwork. Like that scene in Hot Fuzz.
The Empire runs on paperwork.
So, I filled out in triplicate, one to the daimyo of the land, one to the head of the Tanbo the champion of the Tanbo family, and one to, no, actually, four times, because one to the Emerald Champion, one to Karasu, and they're all perfect. They're all exactly the same. It looks like I photocopied each of these.
Actually, do five. One we destroy so our enemies don't get it.
Only a Katsuki. So, when the get there,
I take a swig of sake.
Do your job.
So they take the body.
I stay and I oversee them.
And they take the body out of the room and place it in an area that clearly looks like it's been used in the past for funeral pyres. And then they return and you can hear the crackling of the fire outside. They return to the room and begin to clean up the blood. You'll notice that there is a small piece of parchment mixed in with the blood that appears out of place.
Pick that up and open it for me.
Actually, I will grab it.
Even though it's covered in blood?
Yes, I'm a Kuni.
Okay.
It's the Katsuki, myself, and two. Who's going to say anything? Pick it up. Open it.
Inside is a three-line haiku. It is not my design. I did not do what you think. Forgive my village.
I find that his seppuku... I mean, is that really... No, that would be it for us to judge. Like we would take counsel between the three of us to judge, like, whether the village is guilty or not, or if his ritualistic suicide is forgiveness enough.
By his poem, he's saying the village is innocent, so not to punish them.
And from what I've seen, he died with a clean conscience.
By the poem, what is going on is not his doing. Why could he not tell who brought them in? If he was just a middleman, why not say who brought them in?
Maybe he truly did not know.
I mean, also, who told him to put them in the rice? That is another question. For if I was a daimyo or a headman, I would question why weapons are suddenly appearing in my storehouse and would most likely call Emerald Magistrates. For some reason, people are leaving weapons in my storehouse.
By what he had stated, they were to go on. But he expected others to be picking up the taxes, not us.
And he did say Asawa Dono.
He said an Asawa...
That's all he said was Asawa Dono.
No, he said Amatsu.
Precise memory, which names did he say?
He had said, Matsu, Ide, Ikoma. And he did refer to an Asawa. Lots of I's in there.
Yes.
Asawa, Domo?
Don't know. It's a term of superiority.
Okay.
Like high superior.
Yes, yes. Somebody well over them.
Okay. Like and Daimyo champion level.
Yeah.
Or no, champion would be Ue.
Matsu, Ikoma, Ide. And then those are the names.
Yes.
Those are all family names.
Mm-hmm.
The Matsu are of the Lion Clan. Mm-hmm. The
Ikoma are lion as well. Ide are
unicorn.
Unless you got one of the families wrong.
I might have just said the wrong one. Kakita. I said Kakita earlier. Okay. Not Matsu.
Kakita.
Yes, of the crane. Sorry, so I had said Kakita, a name wrong.
Kakita, Ikoma, and Ide.
Yes.
So, crane, lion, unicorn, with Phoenix, Overlord, and a crab blades.
Kuni-san, I'm wondering if speaking with the Kami of the Blades would wield any light on the situation.
It's possible.
Kitsuki-san, in the morning, like, does he... Wait, just quick question. Does he have any samurai retainers?
In this village, no.
Okay. So it's all Ashigaru and... Well...
He has a few samurai class in his family that are there, but nobody else.
Okay, so he does have an heir.
Yes.
I will call them forward. I would... Probably in the morning. I think we're going to leave... I'm going to perform my threshold barrier on the room. So that's, what is that? That I got to look that up.
You have to determine what type.
It's going to be human.
Void.
Void.
Which room were you planning on doing this on?
The Daimyo's room. I'm basically going to keep all humans out until I can basically dispel it.
So we're putting the blades in there?
I will be putting the blades in there as well.
Okay.
Gate or other entryway. 0 to 1. So here I am doing my kind of carving war, like warding it off with my wards.
If he does it for humans, I'm doing it for tainted beings.
All right. Go ahead and make your own roll for that then.
Living taint.
Otherworldly.
It's
tainted.
Living tainted, yeah.
Well, I succeeded with a strife. That's 2 successes.
I have 3 successes. 3 strife.
All right. So the room is effectively sealed off from anything with taint and anything that is human.
Yay. And also, we know if anybody breaks through of those type.
Yes.
So, unless a ghost passed through.
Or a mouse or something like that.
Mouse is actually, well, technically, wild animals are under the list.
But you'd have to do a water roll for that one.
I know. Do you want to use, you had some opportunities?
I had an opportunity. Let's see, an earth opportunity.
No, there's some opportunities down here that you might want. Any of the beings type you're attempting to seal threshold against have passed through the threshold within the last 24 hours. You become aware of their passage, or instead of protecting a threshold, you may protect the entirety of the sealed area that extends a number of range bands around you no greater than your bonus successes.
Well, I had a bonus success.
So you could have it extend out an extra range band.
Right. So rather than being... So I will do that. So in the room, that's next range band.
I kind of would like to know if anybody tainted beings pass through here, but whatever. I didn't get it. I got opportunities, but I didn't have enough.
That's actually a better idea, because we're going to be in the room. So have any tainted beings passed into the room?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to be in the room.
Yeah. All right. Technically, that's the way these set up is you're in the room.
Yeah. So I guess I will return to my quarters, go over the paperwork, roll it up, put it in the associated scroll cases, and have them delivered in the morning, or have them ready. Yeah, I'll probably start sending them out after we're done with this investigation.
All right, so you're going to sleep. Are you guys going to take some time to sleep? Because it's still plenty of hours.
I will.
Yeah.
All right, so you'll be able to recover some of the conflict there up to the strife, yes. Up to half of your threshold. So you can be cut halfway down.
I am at half.
So you
same
can't
here.
Recover. You can't recover.
You can't recover.
I'm not even at half. I have a composure of 8.
All right. In the morning, you wake up. It's a calm, quiet morning. Nothing has tried to pass through.
All right, so I'll bring his heir forward and, you know, depart the bad news and apologize for his promotion.
Well, his heir hasn't even gone through his Genpuku yet.
Yeah, that's getting boosted up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Apparently. Yes, I apologize for your promotion.
Okay. He's clear. The small child is clearly just distraught.
How old?
He is 8.
Ooh, yeah.
Had to choose that for you.
Would pat you on the shoulder, but that would be unseemly.
Do you have any older relatives near?
My father, he had no siblings. And I have none as well.
In my report, please send Regent to location. I'll probably send it to the Emerald. No, it's in all 5 reports.
Yeah. And your mother?
Our 4 reports. We're burning one, aren't we?
She passed a couple years ago.
All right. Who has been in charge? Well, then, basically, I leave him in the charge. Oh, you continue. I know what I'm doing now.
We will ensure that you have a regent.
Thank you. The Eta that have been monitoring and tending to the funeral pyre present a ceramic urn that is filled with the ashes and bones of the former daimyo to the child, along with the wakizashi that has now been bound up.
Oh, right. This is Dragonfly. They're pacifists. It's like, where's the katana? Oh, right. Dragonfly.
Yeah, they only have a wakizashi as a ceremonial reason.
Yeah, I'm surprised his wasn't dull. Of course, that would have been very painful.
Maybe that's why he was grimacing.
All right, what are you guys going to do at this point?
I'm going to go talk to the Ashigaru that we left at the warehouse. Yeah, first off, I dispel the stuff on the room. If we're done with it, I would personally like to investigate the poem and see if there's anything suspicious about it, compare it to his other writing.
It is of his handwriting.
Okay. Nothing special, nothing.
If you'd like a TN0 roll on it to compare.
I'm just like, if it seems his handwriting, it's his handwriting. Like, I don't believe that the Dragonfly were big into secrets and stuff, but I don't remember.
They're not Togashi.
No, they're...
No, or the Kitsune. No, not the Kitsune. Kitsuki.
I'm Kitsuki. Yeah.
I will be acquiring some fabric to wrap the blades in.
That's, you know, I'm sure that's you're just taking something to wrap it
in. Yeah.
And there are plenty of clothes that you can take from Damio's place to use and other tooled fabric.
How big is this town, by the way?
Not very. It's rather small. If he's the only samurai cast in that town.
I'm checking in on our peasant that cut himself. See how his wound is going.
Well, although bandaged, it has bled through repeatedly and appears to still be bleeding.
That is not good.
Nobody have path to inner peace yet? I can get it with my next experience, and it would actually count, but yeah.
I was reading something where, is it ritual, where you can do something you don't have.
Oh, but right.
It's
something like that.
Trying to remember. It was invocation. Let's see.
I remember that's what it was. Beseeching the kami for something.
Right. Importuna invocations.
Yes. I will be spending a void point. Yes, I will pour. I would take, basically call another peasant over and kind of pour like some water over the wound on the ground. Offer it up to the kami. I don't think I have anything.
Would almost dare to suggest pouring a little sake out, but.
Okay, I do suffer a strife. I do have an opportunity. Good thing I spent that void point, because I would not have gotten that opportunity without it. So yes, I do stop the have the kami stop the bleeding. All right. And heal his fatigue, which I'm sure he's gotten.
Oh yes. So describe to me how this looks. Describe the ceremony and the result.
So, this kind of water, from the water that was spilt on the ground, kind of flows up, wraps itself around the bleeding wound, kind of like a bandage, gets smaller and smaller, until it just kind of pops and the wound is closed.
All right. I would also like you to go ahead and roll a void theology. It's going to be a TN2.
Made it.
All right.
Two successes I'm keeping.
Okay. So you notice the kami itself of the water is afterwards, something doesn't quite appear right with it. It seems agitated.
Kuni-san, did you see that as well?
Yes.
I will relate that and point it out, like how the kami is reacting.
There is something with the blades that is not right.
Yes, I believe we should return these to the Emerald Champion at once. And I will basically... So are we somewhat done here now?
So there are still other villages that you have been tasked to tax. Are you going to give up that part of your responsibility to follow this thread?
I don't think so. I will continue because who knows how many villages this is currently a part of.
Might be wise to continue the route.
I will keep the blades in a area on the cart. Go to the next village. How many villages total are we supposed to be going to?
You have about four more villages.
So yeah, I send off the report to his daimyo and the Tanbo champion, or the Dragonfly champion. I send those reports off with runners.
Well, you are headed towards the castle of the Dragonfly too.
Yes, we are, but those letters need to get there sooner.
Let's send the runners forward because we will be making stops.
Stopping at every shrine.
I want to go back with the blades, but we were tasked to
collect the taxes.
Yes, we must fulfill our duty.
And I think it would be wise to check the taxes that we collect from here on out.
Yes.
Hello there. Croco here. Just like to let you know, Splinters of Jade is holding a contest. How do you enter, you ask? Well, it's simple. Write us a 5-star review on iTunes and send us an email at sajpodrpg@gmail.com, letting us know that you gave us a review by March 12th, when our 6th episode releases. I, Kuroko, will randomly choose a winner from these entrants, and that person will get to voice a yokai, kami, or ona in a future episode. So stay tuned.
Please follow us on social media. Our Twitter is at SajPodRPG, that's SojPodRPG. Our Facebook is Facebook.com/SajPodRPG. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/SajPodRPG. It sadly isn't free to produce this podcast, so any little bit helps. And please give us a review wherever you are listening to this. It helps new listeners find the show and lets us know that, you know, real people are listening to the show. Now, back to the show.
You travel to the next village, and it's right on the river. This is the village of the Watergrass. It's a small fishing village. It only has a headman in charge. As you approach, they can see you from far off. There's not much there.
Isn't this like foothills?
The route you're taking comes down to...
Oh, we're going into a valley. I can't see that from here, sorry.
you're coming down by the river before coming up to the foothills.
Okay.
Yeah, so more or less skirting around the mountain range.
More or less, yes. And this is, you know, these are small villages. They're probably self-named.
Yes.
This is only barely larger than what you might expect a sparrow village to be. And the headman comes out.
Oh, Samurai-sama, what brings you to our little village?
We are here to collect the taxes.
Oh, certainly. Come on in.
And he guides you in.
We've got the gold that we've saved from trading with members of the Lion Clan, as well as some of the Unicorn who've bought some of the fish that we've caught.
Excellent.
Easily, here is the koku that we owe. May I invite you in for supper? We have got some very fine fish that we've been saving for a special occasion, and what better than some fresh faces?
You've gotten there about midday, so it'd be a late lunch, early dinner.
We are gracious to accept. Thank you.
Family, prepare a meal.
It takes a little bit of time, cooking of the rice, forming. You get some very nicely sliced sashimi, some nigiri rolls,
some hand rolls. And then he brings out a tray of a fish. You've never seen the like of this before.
Headman, what is this fish?
It is the same fish you've been eating all night. But we figured out a way of making it last. We've figured a way, rather than cooking it, we have a way to preserve it using smoke. It is quite delicious. I recommend you taste it.
So it's smoked fish. I don't know. I actually don't know.
It's not a traditional thing from the East. This is a technique that people from Japan would say is a Gaijin method. Yeah. This is a European technique that these people are inventing in Rokugan, because we can do that.
I'm kind of wondering if they may have gotten it from said clan that they have said they do trading with.
They might have learned a little bit of this from the unicorn.
I will try a little.
I think I will as well.
It's a very different flavor for you. It's got a smokiness to it, but it does taste quite good. It's very firm of a meat.
Fascinating. And I kind of mentally note this for the report.
Very unusual, but not unpleasant.
I guess it's far better than mountain tuna.
Would you like to explain mountain tuna for our listeners?
Yes, mountain tuna. So, people in Rokugan are not, at least the samurai caste, are not allowed to eat red meat. However, fish and other such traditional dishes are not quite available in the mountainous Dragonlands. So, they eat goat, a.k.a. mountain tuna.
Well, where are you off to in the morning? Or are you going to stay with us a bit longer?
We have a few more villages to stop at.
And where will you be going after then?
We will be stopping at Kyuden Tanbo, and then Then we will be returning to the Forbidden City.
Oh. Sounds like you have quite a journey. Why don't you take some of our smoked fish? It'll last you a while.
I'm gonna read this guy. This is Air Ring Sentiment, which is something I'll probably be investing in soon.
Yeah. TN2, just average.
Yeah. Well, let's see if I get... That's all. Ugh. I'm not keeping that one. So that is two successes, an explosion, and I'm not keeping the other success I got from the explosion, and two strife.
He is being sincere. He is, you know, being on the level with you guys. He just seems to be a very jovial, happy individual. It is getting late. We intend to stay up a bit later. We play games in the evenings. You're welcome to join us. Or I can have some chambers prepared for you.
Yes. Please prepare us some chambers. And
I was going to join them and observe.
I will retire to my room with some sake and just start probably doing some calligraphy from, which one is it? Little Truths.
And what is Kitsuki planning to do?
Probably go to my room, drink my tea, compose a letter to my wife.
So after dinner, they've cleaned up the room and bring out some cushions to sit on. And they've got a variety of dice, cups, and little wooden tokens that they're using to bet with. On the tokens, there's things like gutting, descaling, clean the boat, tie up the net, generally it's jobs around the village. And they're betting with their jobs. They take the dice, they shake it around in the cup, tip it down, and take a peek at it. These dice have two different colored sides. One is colored with a blue ink, and the other is with a red ink. Okay. And the first person goes and places one of the wooden tokens out. I bet that there are 5 blue sides. The next one goes, there are 6 blue sides. And they go around like that. And then when they've all finished making their bets, they lift up the cups to determine who is correct. And that person gets to claim all the tokens. I explain at the end, they get to choose what their jobs are out of the tokens and assign them to the rest. After a couple rounds, they look over at you. Samurai Sama, would you care to join in?
No, you are using your jobs. I have nothing for that. So I will just watch for a while.
Very well, Samurai. They play a couple more rounds, and they go, let's make this more interesting, shall we? And they pull out some bowls of zenny, which is the smallest denomination of currency. How about now, Samurai-sama?
This I can get into.
And they can exchange any koku or boo for zenny that you need. You know, they seem like they're actually fairly well off for being a very small village and, you know, a fishing village. But they said they do a lot of commerce between different clans.
And the fact that they're paying their taxes in gold as opposed to in trade.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine.
So we're going to be rolling games, and there's different opportunities that you can do, and you can choose what stance, which approach you want to use. So with games, if you wish to go with an earth approach, you're trying to reason. You're trying to use logic on what dice you're going to be seeing out of the rolls. If you're going to do a water approach, you're kind of charming them. You're talking with them to kind of sway out your information and figure it out. If you go with a fire approach, you're trying to incite them. You're trying to make them a little hot-headed and make a mistake. If you go with an air approach, you're being a bit more cunning. You're going to trick them. It's kind of that idea of the bluff. And if you are going to go with a void approach, you're going with a more enlightened idea. And let's face it, you're going with luck.
Well, I definitely will not be trying to charm them. One dice charm, not happening. I will be reasoning out as to how many faces are up showing based on what they're bidding.
All right, so let's go ahead and roll for the first round here. And this is ATN 3.
That will be 4 successes and a strife.
Well, you successfully take home the pot with the extra successes. The base bid was 1 zenny each for your first round, but the betting was pretty heated, and you managed to take home about 20 zenny off of that one round. Do you wish to keep playing? And about how many more rounds if you do?
I'm going to go a total of 5 rounds.
All right.
So we'll play for another 4.
Okay, let's see how you do.
Ooh. yeah. So it was TN...
Three. These are all TN3.
So that will not be... You know, I'm going to keep that die.
The blank die?
The blank die. Because I can handle strife, but if I'm not succeeding, why take the strife? So I'm playing with them, just letting them win some back.
All right, so you'll lose 5 zenny.
Of the 20 I had won already.
Hey, you're already up 15.
Tell me 14.
Well, yeah.
Because I am calculating out the initial ante. So, round 3. Now, I'm going to keep those.
All right, so you have a success and an opportunity, which isn't enough to win, but you have an opportunity. What are you going to do with that opportunity?
I am, as my bidding's going, I know I'm not going to take this one. I'm trying to make it that the person who's been losing the most so far is the one that's going to take it. It's the person that there are, that seems to be on the top end. It's a little bit harder for them, so the person on the bottom end can get a leg up.
Okay.
So, how much more do I lose this time?
So you'll lose by 5.
Lose another 5? That's fine. So, 4.
And that's a whole lot of blank. Keep it all.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep all 3 blanks.
You're gonna lose another, I'm gonna say you're gonna lose 10 this time, just because it's all blank.
That's fine. And the last round. I will keep these 2. I will gain.
So what's on those 2?
2 strife. And 2 successes.
All right.
Your strife's getting a little high up there. How many strife do you have, and what's your threshold?
I have 6 strife, a threshold of 8.
So you're getting pretty close.
Yes. Which is why this is being my last round is perfect. So.
All right.
So I may not win, but I will nod to them. That was enjoyable, but it is time for me to get some sleep.
Pleasure to have you with us. You're welcome back anytime. We would greatly appreciate your zenny.
Of course you would. And how much did I lose that round?
That last round, because of the strife, you lost 15. At this point, all 3 of you have retired for the night. You're awoken by the sound of a bell. This is a, metal hollow bell sound. And as you climb out of bed and you follow the sound, you see a glowing form.
Splinters of Jade is a work of fiction and uses the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game's 5th edition rules by Fantasy Flight Games. Splinters of Jade is not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games. Our music is by Darren Curtis. More of his music can be found on SoundCloud and Bandcamp, as well as on his website, darrencurtismusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nick's Animalia. Audio engineering and editing was done by Brennan Thorson. Thank you for listening.